This report is a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
This is WFMD News.
Taxes and fees will increase across the state of Maryland. The General Assembly passed the state's budget on Friday, totaling $63 billion. One way the state plans on increasing revenue is through higher tobacco tax. A rise of $1.25 per pack of cigarettes will bring in an estimated $91 million into the state. Other increases include vehicle registration fees and ride-hailing services. The money will mainly be used for Maryland's education plan, as well as transportation repairs and renovations. The new budget goes into effect on July 1st. A fatal hit-and-run accident in Montgomery County is under investigation. On Friday, April 5th, a white Honda Odyssey was traveling westbound on Randolph Road near Kimblewick Drive when it went off the roadway and hit a 52-year-old man. The man then fell onto the roadway where he was struck by an Acura. The driver of the Acura fled the scene. The victim was identified as Ronaldo Feriz of Silver Spring, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. During Monday night's debate of Frederick County School Board candidates, current Board of Education member Nancy Allen passed around a picture of private body parts, which she said can be found in a book in the public school library system. Each of the candidates was asked if any publication containing pictures like this should be allowed in Frederick County public school libraries. Jamie Brennan said no.
Our public school libraries should be designed towards, ordered towards, the educational needs of the children in those schools. Pornography, graphic sexual content, graphic violence, they don't have a place in our public school libraries.
Colt Black said this picture was rather disturbing, and he had this caution.
We have to be careful because it is a slippery slope as you do regulate these things. So we do have to be careful to keep cultural art, scientific things like anatomy and things like that. We have to be careful that we keep those contents in the schools while rooting out the graphic sexual content that we don't want our students to have.
Four Board of Education candidates showed up for the debate, which was sponsored by the Frederick County Conservative Club. Primary election day in Maryland is May 14th. Early voting will be held May 2nd through May 9th. For more, go to WFMD.com. I'm Diana Gibson on McMaryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.